Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I'm joined for this recording at 159th and LaGrange in Orland Park by Ann Scheidler, the Vice President of the Pro-Life Action League during the organization's Face the Truth Tour. Ann and volunteers have been lining Chicago area streets, holding signs and photographs calling attention to abortion and its victims, unborn babies and their mothers. And in this highly charged political atmosphere surrounding abortion, just how important is it for Face the Truth to make its presence felt really throughout the summer and beyond?
Well, we have always been committed to the understanding that if Americans are going to reject abortion, they need to know what happens in an abortion. Who are the victims of abortion? What impact does it have on those mothers and fathers who choose abortion and on society as a whole? This year, it's the 26th year we have done our Face the Truth Tour. We line very heavily trafficked streets and heavy pedestrian ways with our message. This is what abortion is. We hand out literature to explain what our mission is, what this project is all about, and give people an opportunity to talk about it. Dialogue with people who come by and either want to say, thanks for doing this, or I'm on your side, or you're a horrible person, you know, get out of here, we don't want to hear what you have to say. And over the years, those encounters have shifted. I don't know quite what the reason is, but a part of it, I think, is that people are becoming more aware. The real proof of that this year was our very first site was Daly Plaza in downtown Chicago. Usually we get quite a lot of angry pushback at Daly Plaza, but this year we got overwhelmingly positive response. People coming up to tell us that they were on our side. Life begins at conception. Children are precious. We were very surprised at the amount of positive reaction that we got from people. I'm kind of wondering, is that because many people have been uncomfortable with abortion? And right now, because we have a White House that is against abortion, people maybe feel empowered to say what they think. They're not quite so intimidated by the woke culture that they have had to endure for the last several years, where anybody that's a conservative on any issue is afraid to say so.
So you're getting both positive and some negative comments, but you're also, and you kind of alluded to this, getting people to think and getting a conversation started about abortion and protecting life.
Hundreds and hundreds of cars pass us at every one of our sites, three sites a day, 6 days this year. And we know, because of reaction we get from people in the cars, that people are talking. You know, sometimes they're on their phone and you can actually hear them saying, you won't believe what I'm driving by. You know, these people have these horrible abortion pictures out here. Something along those lines. So we know that all kinds of conversations are initiated because they've seen us on the side of the road. And they want to talk about it. They want to tell somebody what they saw. We have no idea, of course, how many people you ultimately reach because of that. But it certainly is worth being out here. Because most people aren't going to go looking for the topic of abortion unless they're looking for an abortion. They might not be particularly interested in our topic, but we force the issue. We make them think about it. And they have to come down to, do I support that or do I not? Do I believe life is precious or do I not? Is it a life? Is it not? Life and death. You got to sometime come down to a decision on that and take a stand. This is a great way to have impact on the people driving by, because you don't just see one sign, you see one after another after another. We have fetal development, abortion at the various stages of fetal development. So it really gets into your head. And once you've seen something, you cannot unsee it. So we show them what happens to this child at 8 weeks, 15 weeks. What happens to that baby How does that impact the person who sees that picture? You're not going to unsee it. We had one incident in downtown Chicago a number of years ago where a young man came out of a building and offered to hold a sign for a while because he had seen these signs when he was in eighth grade. And a number of years later, when he was 17, he got a girl pregnant and she wanted an abortion. And he said, oh no, I've seen what that does. I can't do that to my child. And he was raising that child. So we know, you know, we save lives. People are alive because our volunteers came out here and held a sign. And it can be uncomfortable to hold the picture of an aborted baby. It's a sad thing to look at the picture of an aborted baby. But if that child can save somebody else's life, then, you know, it ultimately comes to a good and change hearts and minds of the American people. So at some point in the history of our country, we will actually respect all life.
Before we take a time out, how can people get connected with the Pro-Life Action League and the absolutely valuable and important work that you guys are doing?
Everybody should go to our website, prolifeaction.org, and look on the tab, Take Action. And then you can get information on where you can go, how you can get involved. We have local leaders all over the country who coordinate with us to put on protests against Planned Parenthood and to do prayer vigils at memorial sites where unborn babies that have been killed in abortion are actually buried. There are all kinds of different ways that we memorialize the children. We reach out and help the women come to healing and forgiveness. And like the Face the Truth Tour, join actual demonstrations where you go out and show the public what abortion is. So prolifeaction.org, get involved.
You talk about demonstrations, and I think a lot of people right now with what's happening in LA and Chicago and elsewhere, you say demonstration, they think violent protests, but Pro-Life Action League is always peaceful.
Oh, we're always peaceful because, you know, we believe peace starts in the womb and peace continues. And you know, the police know it too. The police kind of like it when we show up because they know that we respect them. They know that we will follow the law. They know that we're not going to be violent in any way. We don't block roads or anything that inconveniences people. We just educate. We are great proponents of the First Amendment. I think we're probably the best patriots in the country because we believe in using our right to free speech to tell the truth about what abortion is.
That's Ann Scheidler with the Pro-Life Action League. We're going to continue our conversation at the Face the Truth Tour, where we're recording this interview at 159th and LaGrange in Orland Park. Stand by.
We need all of God's Word. This is Ken Ham, author of the new daily devotional, Ken Ham Daily. Have you ever read through the whole Bible? Well, sadly, many Christians rarely actually read their Bibles. And if they do, they normally only read the New Testament, thinking it's more important or at least easy to understand. But did you know the Old Testament is foundational to the New Testament? It provides the history we need to understand what happens in the New Testament. You see, Jesus coming, dying on the cross, and rising again is the grand culmination of Old Testament history and prophecy. Without this history, you can't understand why Jesus came to die and rise again. So read God's Word, all of it.
Learn more about God's Word when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com. You can also sign up for daily email insights from Ken Ham at AnswersRadio.com.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Lurick recording this interview at the Pro-Life Action League's Face the Truth Tour at one of their tour stops at 159th and LaGrange in Orland Park. And I'm speaking with Ann Scheidler, the Vice President of the Pro-Life Action League based here in Chicago. What's the website, Ann?
Prolifeaction.org. And we have all kinds of resources there.
Ann, how is it that abortion centers are closing in Illinois? We've had, I think, four of them close down recently. Especially when you consider that the governor and his fellow Democrats in the legislature have made it easy to get a surgical abortion in Illinois or to get abortion drugs. What's happening?
Well, actually, you know, it turns out that, yes, a few of the Planned Parenthood centers are closing. I think that's largely because Planned Parenthood knows that their federal funding is coming to an end and they can't afford to keep all these places open. Some of them aren't making much money for them, especially the ones that don't, in fact, actually do abortions, because they only make money on abortions. But unfortunately, Illinois has become the largest provider of abortions for out-of-state women, and new clinics have been opening all over the place to replace these few that are closing. So Illinois is a really difficult state. Our governor has invited doctors who are not allowed to do abortions in other states to come and do them here, advertised that we want women to come to Illinois to have abortions. So where abortion has gone down in quite a lot of the country, it's significantly higher in Illinois, and the number of out-of-state women is the highest of any state in the union. So we're in a sad situation, and people need to be shown the truth if they're going to finally push back and say, no, we don't want to be known as the abortion state. We want Illinois to welcome unborn children. It's a tragedy. It's a real tragedy. It's very embarrassing to admit you are from Illinois. We need everybody to get on board, get involved.
Got a lot of work to do here in Illinois. Well, more and more women are turning to pharmaceuticals for abortions. How should the pro-life community and the church respond to that?
Yeah, unfortunately, with the advent of the abortion pill, well over 50%, some statistics show maybe close to 70% of abortions are drug-induced now. And the fact that you can buy these drugs on the black market, you don't have to have any kind of a physical exam or an ultrasound before you take them. You know, when they first introduced medical abortion to us, it was all about how it was going to be so closely monitored. You had to go to the doctor. You had to go and get an ultrasound beforehand to make sure that you weren't too far along to take the pill, or that perhaps maybe you would have an ectopic pregnancy or some situation that might be dangerous for a woman. Under the Biden administration, we got rid of all kinds of regulations that were protective of women. That's all gone now. There's no safeguard for women. And you can just buy these pills. Anybody can buy them on the black market. And I think we're going to see more and more and more complications that come from this. People who work in emergency rooms in hospitals will tell you they routinely see women come in with after effects, complications from taking the abortion pill. Maybe they took it too late and it doesn't actually complete the abortion. It causes excessive bleeding. There's all kinds of health issues that the women are not being told about. They're not being told the truth. We're hoping that under the current administration, some of that truth will be brought forward and some restrictions will be put on the use of these pills, and hopefully save the lives of both children and their mothers.
So it might be something that Bobby Kennedy could work on.
Yeah, it might very well be. RFK is not a pro-life person, but he seems really focused on the truth about good health. So that can be to our advantage for sure.
You brought up the fact that Planned Parenthood could be losing its taxpayer funding. What's your message to Congress?
No tax dollars should ever go for the killing of children. Planned Parenthood has sailed through getting millions and millions and millions of our tax dollars over the last 50 years or so. It's time for that to stop. There are going to be nationwide protests on June 28th, Saturday, June 28th, urging the Senate to pass the bill that will defund Planned Parenthood. Get that to Trump's desk. He's going to sign it. It'll be a good day for the unborn, a good day for women, a good day for America when that happens.
And what about repealing the FACE law, the Federal Clinic Entrances Act? You want Congress to act on that?
Oh, we'd love to get rid of the FACE law. It's always been incorrectly applied anyway, a definite bias against pro-life people. So I don't know if it'll happen this term around, but even if it doesn't, that gets us closer to Congress being willing to overturn the FACE Act. I believe it was signed in 1994 or 5 by Bill Clinton. Many pro-lifers have suffered unreasonable punishments for just trying to save lives, that not doing anything that illegal or violent or aggressive, but just trying to save lives. and have spent months and months and months in prison for their commitment to life. We need to get rid of that law because it's very, very unconstitutional.
Well, if you get rid of the face law, would that have some bearing on Chicago's bubble zone ordinance that restricts pro-life activity near abortion centers?
Getting rid of the face bill would probably be a step. We also want to get rid of the bubble zone laws, and there are cases going through the federal courts now aimed at just that, accomplishing that, getting rid of the bubble zones in Chicago and anywhere else in the country that they now have them. But another advantage of getting rid of face and bubble zones is that people will feel more comfortable coming out and praying and counseling at the clinics. Many people are intimidated by just the knowledge that the face bill is out there and not quite understanding what's allowed and what's not allowed. Many people don't understand what our fundamental First Amendment rights are, to be on public property, to hand out literature, to talk to people, to tell the truth. But if you got rid of those laws that confuse people and intimidate them, then I think we can do a lot better job of our outreach to women to give them real choice and to let them see that there's help available for them to choose life.
Cook County State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke wants to amend the Illinois Criminal Code to consider attacks on abortion centers as terrorism, and her office is creating what she calls the Choice Protection Unit to protect women seeking abortion. What's that say about her priorities, that she's giving abortion priority over prosecuting violent criminals and corrupt Cook County politicians?
Typical Democrat approach. We are saddled with these kinds of politicians in Illinois who, for some reason, find abortion to be their primary concern. Why are they so against more people being born in Cook County? What is the point? We're losing population because people are so disgusted with the state of Illinois, Cook County, and the city of Chicago, which used to be great places, you know, Illinois that produced Abraham Lincoln. It's a sad thing that we should come to be known as an abortion state, that our prosecutors would want to make it easier and easier and easier for abortion clinics to get away with lying to women. And there hasn't been any violence anyway on the part of pro-life against abortion clinics. So why go there? Why bother with it? There's important things to be done in Cook County. There's too much crime. There's too much vandalism. Why don't they address the real problems of our county and make it a livable place and a place people will want to live, want to have children, want to raise their families? She should spend her time doing that.
The big, beautiful bill that President Trump wants Congress push through, it includes child tax credits, increases those, family leave, a lot of pro-mom, pro-child legislation. And I think it kind of helps to add just one more counter to the pro-abortion argument that pro-life people are only concerned about babies in the womb.
Yeah, absolutely. We want a culture that welcomes life and makes it easier for people to raise their families, easier to afford. You know, things have gotten very expensive, and many times people's excuse for hesitating to start a family or not accepting another child when there's another pregnancy, thinking, well, we can't afford it, abortion's the answer. But the reality is, if we can make it more affordable, more comfortable, easier for families to welcome another child and to feel that, yes, we can afford to do this. The government is in favor of families, which it should be. You know, the best, I think it was John Kennedy in his inaugural address that said, our greatest resource is our children. And we've forgotten that. Our government has abandoned that principle for many, many decades now. It's time to bring that back because it's true. Our greatest resource is our children. Why can't we create a state and a county and a country where that's true for all children?
Illinois Family Institute and other organizations, individuals who are able to hold off three bills that we oppose, they could resurface. One would decriminalize prostitution. And we know with more prostitution, that will likely mean more abortion. We also were able to hold back the attack on home education through the Homeschool Act. And we know that if more parents are sending their kids to government schools, their kids are going to face pro-abortion sex ed. And then there's the assisted suicide legislation that the proponents are vowing to make sure gets through our legislature and to the governor. What do we have to do to make sure these three bills in particular do not become law?
We have to do more of what we did in this last session, submitting the witness lips, calling our representatives and our state senators, and letting them know where we stand on these issues, because ultimately they are answerable to us. And we need to become strong enough that we can actually say, okay, you choose death as your position, you're not going to stay in the Illinois Senate or in the General Assembly. We're going to find somebody else to vote for, somebody that supports life. We want Illinois to be a pro-life state. It was at one time, back when legendary Congressman Henry Hyde was in the state legislature and then was a congressman from Illinois, we were a pro-life state. And our politicians have turned against us. I have said for years that these people do not represent who we really are in Illinois. I think we who value life, we really are in the majority. We just need to be more vocal, more apparent. We need to make our position known to our congressmen and senators. Don't be intimidated because these people have an elected office. They only have an elected office because we elected them. And if we failed to vote for the right people, that's our fault. We need to get candidates who are pro-life, and we need to support them with all the resources we have. We can change Illinois. And prayer, absolutely. We need to pray for these people who are in office, and we need to pray for good people to decide to step up and run for office. Turn this state around. Let's make it a really good place to live so people aren't like, oh, I'd never live in Illinois. You know, too many people are leaving us because we're not doing a good job of making this place a livable state.
Let's make Abraham Lincoln proud to say, this is the land of Lincoln. And how can our Illinois Family Spotlight listeners join with the Pro-Life Action League in its peaceful efforts to make Illinois and our nation safer for babies and their moms?
Go to prolifeaction.org and take action. You can get involved with the Pro-Life Action League. There are many very good pro-life organizations in Illinois. There's opportunities, no matter where you live in the state, to get involved with Illinois Right to Life, with Lake County Right to Life, Illinois Family Institute, Pro-Life Action League. There's plenty of opportunities to take action and make Illinois the place you want it to be.
Thank you so much. Ann Scheidler, the Vice President of the Chicago-based Pro-Life Action League. Do support this wonderful organization that is on the front lines, literally, to help protect and promote life. Thank you so much, Ann. What are you doing November 7th?
What am I doing November 7th?
Well, I tell you what you should be doing. Okay. And for all you listeners out there, you should come to the Illinois Family Institute Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet with our keynote speaker, Riley Gaines. She's been in the news a couple times. She's a conservative fighting for women's sports and for common sense values and for our liberty right here in America. If you'd like to attend, go to our website, illinoisfamily.org. Click events. You can give us a call, 708-781-9328. We'd love to see you there. We're anticipating a pretty big crowd, so you might want to act soon. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. And stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.